Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Once again, welcome back. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to the month of February.
Good morning, Terry. Yes, the beginning of another month.
Today in the program, we're talking about an individual.
Yes, Fred Olmsted. Have you heard of him?
I have not.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He was a self-taught landscape architect who was born in Hartford, Connecticut in 1822. He tried a variety of careers before stumbling accidentally into landscape architecture. Well, one of his friends, Culver Bow, who is also an architect, invited him to collaborate on a competition entry for the plan of New York's Central Park in 1858. Well, of course, the pair won. They were the ones that were able to design Central Park as we know it today. 840 acres, which is punctuated with fountains and bridges and sculpture and works of art. And there was carousels and a castle and a marionette theater and a zoo, all along with these quiet trails and hidden nooks. And they all designed it. Well, Olmsted became so popular, he was invited to become part of the Yosemite Commission that designed Yosemite National Park. Then he was asked to become part of an author for the Niagara Report, which was a plan to demonstrate how landscape architecture could be used to preserve and restore the scenic landscape around Niagara Falls. And then he came and did some work here in Sheboygan for the Kohler Company. Walter Kohler called him and asked him to help him design what he believed would be his garden industrial community. So the Kohler Company moved from Sheboygan out to where they are today, west of Sheboygan, in a little city they called Riverside. And that is where Olmsted was asked to help design Kohler. And the village of Kohler, incorporated in 1912, needed a master plan. The Olmsted brothers created the first 50-year master plan, finishing it in 1916. And so we have a direct relationship between the founding of Kohler, Wisconsin, and Central Park in New York, and Niagara Falls.
I love it.
And Yosemite.
Yeah. A lot of history here and so much that people should be aware of. How do they get a hold of the center and support what you're doing?
Oh, we could always use support. And if you would please go to www.schrc.org.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.